I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon. Good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
You're great. I'm going to talk about something here. Well, I was going to make a joke, but it's serious. I won't make a joke until halfway through. It is still trending on social media. My mom sent me several links on Facebook. I had to say, Mom, I saw it. Stop sending it to me. It was all over the news, on TV, on radio, and online. People were asking me about it wherever I went. Mostly black people whispering, saying, did you see that speech? He was right on. What I'm talking about? What am I talking about? Play it.
Now, this award, this is not for me. This is for the real organizers all over the country, the activists, the civil rights attorneys, the struggling parents, the families, the teachers, the students that are realizing that a system built to divide and impoverish and destroy us cannot stand if we do. All right?
Oh. That's when they knew he was going there. There are acceptance speeches and then there are acceptance speeches. I think it is fair to say that this one by Jesse L. Williams, at the BET Awards on Sunday night was off the charts. He spoke of the struggle of black women who are sometimes let down by us black men, telling them, or us, that we can and will do better. A few women in the audience stood up, but this is when the entire room got up.
Now, what we've been doing is looking at the data, and we know that police somehow manage to de-escalate, disarm, and not kill white people every day. So what's going to happen is we are going to have equal rights and justice in our own country, or we will restructure their function and ours.
You don't mess with the light-skinned brother activist, right?
that's right?
I mean...
That's right.
Listen, he represents.
Look at Malcolm X.
Yes. I like to call him, jokingly, because I know him. I like to call him Harry Belafonte Jr., right? Because he's carrying the mantle. And I mean that in the best way possible. He referenced young people and old people of color who were killed by police, like Tamir Rice and Eric Garner and on and on. I'm sure most of those listening to this and reading it later on blackamericaweb.com have heard the entire speech. If you haven't, go on the web, go on Black America Web, and you have your favorite lines from this speech. But the one that stood out to me is this one, the one I hope didn't go over anyone's head. Do we have it?
Now, the thing is, though, all of us in here getting money, that alone isn't going to stop this. All right? Now, dedicating our lives to getting money just to give it right back for someone's brand on our body, when we spent centuries praying with brands on our bodies, and now we pray to get paid for brands on our bodies.
Preach, brother, preach. I'm sorry, that part, I love that part. There was a whole lot packed into those sentences. The power we place on labels, wearing somebody else's names on our backs, or as he said, brands, or on the other end of the spectrum, being in a position to get paid for wearing someone else's brand on our backs. Now, this is going to strike some people wrong, so don't get mad at me, but this has always bothered me. It's also like wearing someone else's hair on our heads.
Hey now.
Weaves. Which Whoopi Goldberg pointed out in response. Why are you mad?
Just saying.
Which Whoopi Goldberg pointed out on The View in response to Williams' reference to cultural appropriation.
Well, so when you see all of these wonderful black women who have blonde hair, okay, that is a weave. I'm sorry.
But that's because black women for so long have been told that that's what the standard of beauty is.
No. Here's why. Different. No, we're trying to get to the place that says we're as good as you. That's what everybody's doing. So if you're appropriating, They're appropriate. Everybody's, the Japanese are appropriating, the black folks are appropriating, Spanish people are appropriating, we're appropriating each other. It's not just a black thing. This is happening all over the place. We do it all the time. We get our, we go and get Botox we don't need. Come on.
Preach, preach.
I'm telling you.
Preach.
I'm telling you, I see it all the time, and someone else saying somebody else isn't black enough or they ain't black or whatever, and then you got a big blonde weave on your head. Come on now.
It's not a big blonde weave.
Oh, you got blonde highlight. There is no, there are very few women of color who have naturally blonde hair. I'm just saying. But listen, that's besides the point. I'm just saying we all
define
need
natural.
To check. Natural hair is beautiful. The curly, kinky hair that most of us came with is beautiful. I used to get to the S curl, do that, and then I realized, what am I doing to my hair? This is how God. This is how God.
There's a picture of you in an S curl.
With an S curl.
I need it.
Or as my white friends used to say in college, what is this skirl stuff?
I know your mom is listening.
Don, I'm going to need to see those pictures.
Please send us
Mr. Lemon,
picture.
Would you please send us the picture of Don Lemon with an S curl?
With a skirl.
I'll pay money.
Call it skirl. I went on a summer trip with the mixed group, and there were white kids, and I had my hair products on the bathroom, and they were like, what is skirl? I said, it's S-curl, idiot. So listen, I'm just saying, we all do it unconsciously. What do you want? You want your hair to be straighter. You want to be different. We all appropriate in some ways. That's appropriating white culture who has naturally curly hair for the most part. Now, there are black folks that do have straighter hair. I'm just saying, we should be conscious of appropriating. Everybody does it. I think it has hurt black people, obviously, more than anyone. But we should just be, what that speech did, it made you think about being conscious and aware. So that's tough but true what Whoopi says. It's also true what Jesse Williams said. If you have a critique of for our resistance, then you'd better have an established record of critique of our oppression. We do that here. Everybody on this show has talked about black oppression. Everybody on this show, I believe, can also critique our own culture because we have a history, right, of talking about oppression for black people, an established history. We also have the right. I think he was also right when he talked about magic, black magic, what I like to call it. I've always thought that black people, there's something magical about us surviving centuries of slavery and oppression, and yet we still rise. That's what I'm saying.
This is such a complicated and
go ahead, break it down.
Well, no, I don't think we can in the short bites that we're given. And, you know, we'll be talking about it for 5 minutes on The View or us talking about it for 5 to 7 minutes here. It's not fair. I mean, but we do need to continue the conversation and not just have it show up every once in a blue moon in a discussion like Jesse Williams has initiated. It's far greater than you know, talking about weaves and S-curls and other things like that. But it is one that we need to talk about, Don, and I think you're bringing it up is one that we need to continue the conversation because we do put other things on our bodies. We put labels and, you know, and hair and, you know, from other countries and product on our hair to look different, to stand by their standard of what is beautiful and perfect. So it is a discussion, and not only have it with ourselves, amongst ourselves, but with our children.
That's the thing that people, when we have conversations, when you have a speech like Jesse Williams, which was about 3 or 4 minutes long, however long it was, when you have an editorial like what I do here, or commentary or conversation, it's not the end of it, right?
No.
So I think that you're right, Sybil, that it's part of the conversation, a continuous conversation, and you can't get everything in one 5 or 10 minute thing.
No.
But I think you're right. And I think we should continue to do that here, which you do. You guys have been doing that for, you know, decades on this show, which is to your,
I'm with you, player. I need
pictures.
To see this.
I need to see this.
My sister just texted me and said that S curl was to die for.
Oh, shit.
Thank you, Lisa, Lemon Grimes, sister.
You know, he went overboard. Got it all in his eye.
I had one big curl right down the front.
hugging neck.
You know what?